Blog Talk Radio.
Henceforth, now and forevermore, and let everybody say amen.
Okay, y'all, well, on that other announcement that I will make briefly here, we don't want to make it lightly, though, because it's not nothing to make light of. It is about our dear sister and minister, Shirley Gibbard, out of Springvale. Minister Shirley Gibbard will supposedly to be having installation service, I believe, at Bethel Missionary Baptist Church in Springvale, Georgia, on the first Sunday in May. And my home church, and she has chosen that we take charge of the program. The choir, the ushers, as well as the pastor and the deacon. So I'm going to be serving a double role, if the Lord say so, and I'm asking God to give me strength so I'll be able to do just that, because we claim her as one of us, because she is one of us. Very sweet, very sweet, and a powerful preacher. And so we just going to ask God to continue to bless us, Shirley, give her in her endeavors, and we hope that it all work out for the good, which we do know that. So that is the only local announcement that I have, and that just applies to the people that are local, in other words. So right here, we want to go ahead on now and get into the night study. There's no one in the lobby, not in the Blog Talk lobby anyway, but in the live stream, we have Brother Grayscale Painting, which is my buddy Hammond Man, and Bonnie, which is my wife. And we have them two inside the lobby. If any more there'll be, I don't know about it. They have not chimed in. So what we want to do now, I'm letting y'all know this is going to be a short impromptu Bible study tonight. But I got something I got to say, a God who can. And we're going to use two scriptures deal with tonight's study. Two scriptures, two verses of scripture coming all from John, St. John, the Gospel according to St. John. Coming in the third chapter, and we're going to use verse 16 and verse 17. And y'all, I don't have my Bible in my hand. So I'm going to give you this here verbatim. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." Then the next verse says this: "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." May God add a blessing to the reader and the continued hearer and doer of his holy word. And from those two passages of scripture, y'all, how you chose tonight to use as a topic tonight, as a subject matter, is a God who can. A God who can. My brothers and sisters, as we walk this life journey, we run across various types of people, many facets. We run into people that say one thing but do another. Nothing we can do about that. Remember, I've often taught and teach that it's called self-control. You can control no one but yourself. But nevertheless, a person, you ought to be able to be counted. Your word ought to mean something, y'all. Y'all just walk with me. Just for, like I said, this is walk through the word with the middle man. So y'all just walk with me for a few minutes. Your word ought to mean something. If y'all agree with what I say, you can type it in there in the chat. You can type, "Your word ought to mean something." Don't tell a person something just get rid of them. If you know that you are not going to do something, say it. Don't commit. Don't have a person depending on you, and then you don't show up. That is so, oh Lord. And I'm gonna break it down to you for just a little bit here. This is one of my pet peeves. I just cannot stand this type of activity. when you promise, like I said, like a church program, for instance, and you go and promise someone, amen, brother, amen, I see it, yeah, you're right. Don't promise people that you gonna let people put you on a program when you automatically know you are not gonna show up. That's disgusting. I mean, you're getting a reputation that your word don't mean nothing. Don't have them put you on a program and you are not there. That's totally, that's unorthodox. But you got a lot of people, they'll tell you, they go, I'm with you. And you look around and say, well, where are you? I don't see you. You keep talking about you with me, but I don't ever see you. And then when you do see them, they got an excuse. They got an excuse. We need to stop that kind of activity, y'all. Jesus didn't do that, and thank God he didn't. Look what we would be. Remember, I said this here topic tonight is a God who can. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. See, in other words, now, suppose God would have said one thing and did another. Look where we would be today. Amen, brother. I'm just telling like it is. You just think about it. We would be lost and on our way to a burning hell had God said and not done. But God said he so loved the world, and then he showed his love by what he did. He gave his only begotten Son. Now we got people that talk about, I'm with you. I'll be there for you. And they won't even share a ham sandwich with you. You look around for them, they doing other stuff and everything. Just like I said, about our sister Shirley, Minister Shirley Gilbert. At all costs, I'm going to do everything in my power to try to be there for her program. Because I will be served in two capacities. Not only will I be served as deacon, but I'm also the minister of music and going to have my choir there. So if I don't show up, I'm messing up big time. Now, I'm saying if I'm under the weather and couldn't make it, that everybody understand that. But if you are not, if you don't have that kind of type of excuse, Don't make one. And then you got people that say, I'm with you. And man, you're going to have those eyes see you. We're going to paint. And I say, I'm with you. And then when you get in there in the live feed, you don't see me nowhere. I just told a lie. I ain't with you at all. So if you're not going to do these things, say them. Don't say them. But we serve a God who can. And that's what he did. Jesus went out on Calvary. And he paid the ultimate price for our salvation, y'all. It was very, very high. Very high. Costed him his life. Yes, he did. But yet still, we serve a God who can. God can. And he will. He's not like some of us. And y'all, we might as well just tell the truth. We don't need to promise. We don't need to make promises anyway because we're not able to keep them. We don't have time in our hands. We don't have life in our hands. I can mean well, y'all, when I say a thing. But the thing about it, I don't hold my health in my hands. I don't know how I will feel in any given time or day. I don't know how I will feel. So I have to be very careful on how I give my word to certain things. So like I say, if you know that you're not going to do a thing, and I know I've been on this here internet, and I know Brother Hammerman can vouch for this, because me and Hammerman been connected for about 24 years on the internet, and we've been connected back in the day, in the early days, with Yahoo. We was a Yahoo messenger. We was in Yahoo, and then we, as the technology kept increasing. We went from one thing to another, to Messenger, Hotmail, and we done did them all. We done did them all. And we done been in through the long haul. But we never made an excuse about having it, like I said, 80 or 24 years later, and we yet hooked up. Not lying to each other, talking about what we're going to do. No. If we say we're going to do something, we try to do it. The only way we don't do it is we just cannot, period. Don't say something, meaning you already know that you don't mean what you say. And yet still, we make all these excuses because we're trying to explain away why we didn't do a thing. I know why you didn't do it. It wasn't as important to you. Y'all, we understand we are not crazy. We know that everything, people got their priorities. Everybody got a priority. Your priority list is this Bible study may not set high enough on your priority list. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your prerogative. It is not about me anyway, but it is all about the Word of God. And God's Word is going to go forward whether you like it or not. See, in other words, you ain't got to never say I'm not going to support this. I'm going to support that. You support whoever you please. That's your prerogative. Remember, it's called self-control. Can't nobody control you but yourself. But just, we need to be able to do like the Word says. You got to be about the Heavenly Father's business and stop trying to act like we are so much of this and that. And then when we get showed up, then we want to show up to argue and we want to have an attitude. It's not right. It's not right. Not right at all. Hey, that's what Jack, I see you done chimed in there. All right, how you doing there? Good to see you in there. We are talking about tonight God, a God who can. God who can came from St. John 3:16 and 17. And we are calling this here study a God who can. Now, we just got through with John 3:16 about the great gift that God gave up. In other words, and the great price that was paid for our sins and for our redemption. Next verse is 17 says, for God sent his son not. He did not send Jesus into this world to condemn us, condemn not one soul, but that the world, every soul, would be saved through him. So you see, everybody have a chance, my brothers and sisters, to be saved. Jesus did not come with a hammer and a Bible in his hand and knocking people out because they would not accept his word. No, 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 no. He didn't come to do that. He did not come to condemn. He came to save. All we got to do is receive the free gift. Amen. We got to receive the free gift that was freely given. You can't work for it, y'all. Let me pause here a moment, y'all, to tell you something. To tell somebody something. If you fit in this category, maybe this here would help you to get out of that category. Y'all, you cannot do nothing by salvation. You can't do nothing. Only Christ could do it. If you are working every day, getting up thinking that you're doing such a great job, and you making your list, and you're taking it twice, you're just taking off all the good deeds that you call yourself doing. Honey, let me tell you something. Put down your pen and paper. Because you will never do enough. Because what you do, God is not looking at anything that we do. But he's only looking at what his darling son did. Jesus is the one that paid the ultimate price. He is the one that did the work. And it's only through him that we're going to be saved. We're only going to see the Father through the Son. That's it. That's it. Now, mind you, my brothers and sisters, after you've been born again, and you say that you love the Lord, yes, we should walk upright. We should walk. Yes, I'm not saying we shouldn't walk upright. We should do that. But what I'm saying is to these people that think that they got to be doing this, and you got to turn the page a certain way, and I got to go to church looking up with my hands folded up, and I'm about to hit the back of my head on the floor when I come into the sanctuary. I got to do all these do's and don't thinking that that's getting, that's making brownie points with God. You ain't got no brownie points with God, my brother and sister. Only accepting Jesus is all we need to. Let me say that again. So my dear friends out there that still believe that they got to do something. No, there's nothing you can do for salvation. Except the only thing you can do is accept the one that God sent. God sent his son. And if you do not accept that, you have no salvation. You cannot do it, my brothers and sisters. So it's not by any work that we have done, but it's all about the work that Jesus has done. God looks at his son. If you've been born again, my brothers and my sisters, if you've been born again, when God looks at you now and me, he don't see us. Let me say that again. When God looks at us now, if you've been born again, he doesn't see us. He only sees his son. He only sees the blood of his son, the one that paid the penalty for sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So that's all that God sees. Now, if you look at verse 17, it says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." So you see, you are not condemned. The only way you will be condemned is when you don't receive the free gift. And we got people running around here thinking that they're doing such a great work. They talk about how many T's they got to cross and how many dots. They got the dot. They tried to do it on their own with their own self-satisfaction. I'm going to do this here. Well, sugar, I got bad news for you. You'll never be able to do it. And you will lose your soul trying. Because unless you accept Christ as the propitiation for your sins, you are still in your sin. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Christ came to die for your sins. Christ came not to condemn, but that he came to save. And see, this is where it all adds up to. Y'all, we got a lot of people on the internet. We got a lot of people on the internet. They doing Bible studies. They teaching the word. But you got a lot of them, they teaching what they want to teach. They saying what they want to say, and they mixing it up with a whole lot of other stuff that God had not said. And see, that is the danger when you start jumping around. I tell people that all the time. You need to stick with a ministry that you know is sticking with the word, period. Don't try to get cute. Just stick with the unadulterated word of God, and you'll be all right. But see, when you start trying to get to stick with all these different ministries and because somebody sound good, because they got a good-looking girl or they're singing or good-looking guy, they're singing a hymn, you got to watch that, sugar. You got to watch that. See, the gospel is not about that, but the gospel is about the word of God being the truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth and the life." That's what we need to get. Now, if you're going to listen to something, whether it be on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or whatever one of them social media networks, make certain that they are doing the unadulterated word of God. Make sure of that. Make sure that you have said, "Judge not that you be not judged." Make sure you are coming from those scriptures. Make sure the Apostle Paul has said nothing such. Make sure the Apostle Peter is agreeing with what this, whatever ministry that you are looking at. Make certain that they are lined up with the Word of God. And if they are not lined up and doing what the Word of God says, you better run from that. And I mean run very fast. Because if you are not careful, you're going to find yourself deceived. Just like Eve was in the garden, you'll find yourself deceived. You got to be careful of whose table you eat from. I say it like that. You got to be careful of whose table you eat from. Now, we're not saying that. We're not trying to put no one in the bad light. If whoever is like me teaching or preaching this gospel, if they are telling the truth, then you listen. Then you listen. But you test the spirit by the spirit, my people. Don't just take their word for it. If they are saying something, make certain it lines up with the word of God. Because, see, God ain't going to tell you to go out there and commit adultery. And you got some people that tell you it's all right to do certain things if you pray over it. No, that's a lie, sugar. God is not going to answer confusion. He's not that. If he meant, if he said that thou shalt not, he still means thou shalt not. You can't just do anything just because you feel that it's right, just because what you feel is right. It's got to be from the word, whatever the word says. And then you got people that go to, they don't have time. They don't have time to study out the word of God. They're too busy doing other stuff. And you cannot be so busy messing with all this other stuff. You're going to get your mind confused because your mind can only think about one thing at a time. You can't be doing all this multitasking. You can't do that. If you're going to study the Bible, you got to put the radio down. If you're going to study the Bible, you got to put all the other mess aside. Study your Bible. And then go back to that mess when you finish. Really, you don't ever need to be, because this is what's the matter with us now. This is not because we can't get no word. It's because we got too much junk in our mind. I'm just saying. I'm just saying what I'm saying. Because some people can't even go to church service. They can't get through a 45-minute church service without checking their smartphone. They'll go playing on their phone in the church service. Now, how can you be getting anything from anybody, from a Bible study, Sunday school, anything else? And then the person up there teaching, and you up there rubbing your finger across the phone, playing games. You can't do that. And like I say, it is highly disrespectful. Highly disrespectful when you do that. If I was going to do that, I'd stay at home. I would not dare go to no one's sanctuary and be set up there with my phone. Why? The destructive teaching and preaching, and I'm up there playing games on the phone. That is very disrespectful. But you got some disrespectful people in this world. So I just thought that I would just share that with y'all tonight. Those who serve that we serve a God who can, and he will. In other words, God can do anything, my brother and sister, but, and if we just learn to trust him and go by doing things his way, we'll find out that his way is always the better way, always the better way. So y'all just keep on studying your word yourself. Make sure you study the word of God yourself. Don't take my word for it or nobody else. You study the word for yourself. So therefore, when you hear error, you will know error when you hear it. You won't be deceived because there's a lot of deception out here, y'all. So with that being said, we thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for showing up. It is not for little man, but it's all for the glory of God. Still thank you for showing up. And so right here, we're going to say, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and rule and revive these people henceforth now forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And we will see y'all on the next broadcast of the Lord. We are next week. Same time, same place. Y'all be blessed.